I'm Glenn Robinson with Baylor Scott & White Health, and this is Business of Healthcare. As of mid-May, more than 800 cases of measles have been reported across 23 states. It is the highest number of cases of the illness reported in a quarter of a century. In fact, measles was declared eliminated from the United States in 2000. Texas is among the states that has reported cases of measles, more than a dozen thus far, including in Bell County. Among the reasons public health officials are so concerned about measles is that it is a highly contagious respiratory illness that is easily spread through coughing and sneezing. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, measles is so contagious that if someone has it, 90% of the people around that person who are not immune will become infected. While the most common symptoms are fever, runny nose, cough, and a rash spreading across most of the body, in some instances, the consequences can be more severe, including pneumonia, swelling of the brain, sterility in men, and premature birth in pregnant women. Small children, though, are perhaps at greatest risk. According to the World Health Organization in 2017, there were 110,000 measles deaths globally, mostly among children under the age of five. The current measles outbreak is believed to be linked to travelers contracting the disease abroad and then returning home and spreading it among people who have not been vaccinated. That's why the best way to prevent measles and its continued spread is to be vaccinated. It is very effective, and the myth that it causes autism has long been shown to be just that, a myth. This report and other episodes are available at kwbu.org. Business of Healthcare is a production of KWBU and Baylor Scott & White Health.